Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Rima Katz. In March 2024, the PCI version 4 application rollout heralded both a milestone and deadline for businesses striving to meet the latest standards in data security. But what do these changes entail, and how can businesses stay ahead of the curve? Well, to delve further into this, I'm joined by Sukanya Madhavan, Chief Product and Technology Officer at CSG Forte, and Don Apgar, Director of Merchant Services and Javelin Strategy and Research. Sukanya, to kick things off, with the beginning of PCI DSS version 4.0, businesses now have about a year to make changes to be compliant with the new application. What do these changes mean for them, and what are the opportunities and challenges?
Hey, Rima. Good to see you again. The main thing we all know about PCI compliance is it's an evergreen and an ongoing process. The whole purpose of this compliance program is to build and enhance the safety net to ensure that we are protecting the end consumers against bad agents, taking care, making it easier for businesses, right? So overall, continuously, this program is meant to go in and enhance and ensure that we are taking care of it from the customer's perspective, right? So when look at it from the consumer's end, they want all their data to be protected. We want to make sure that they have the peace of mind when they provide the data to us. But they do not want to be bothered with cybersecurity certifications and things like that. So in my mind, it is an opportunity for us to go in and look at it like a continuous improvement process. When you talk about what does this new changes mean to business, this is an opportunity for them to look at innovative ways to solve the problems and solve the continuous challenges, right? So in response, like an example, in response to the ongoing breaches of merchant pages, the PCI Standards Council now mandates you need to do a quarterly scan. Right. So if you're filling an SAQA as an e-com merchant, you need to start looking at some of these. So essentially, either you do it yourself or go in and partner with somebody who can help you. Don, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. So what is the best way for a merchant to get into 4.0? I mean, if I had an e-commerce business, where would I start comparing where I am today to where I need to be at 4.0?
So a few things, right? Am I as a business who knows a little bit from the technology end to go back and say, okay, here are some of the scans. Some of this might look foreign to me. In that case, there are readily available QSAs who I can support to, or there are providers who I can talk to understand. Some of these are quick and out of the box. Make sure the basic security practices. Have your password. Do not share your password. Have a stricter password. So you can start seeing that even on our phones, our browsers, where earlier we had to come up with passwords and secure. Now it's like, do you want to use strong passwords, right? So those are basic things that we want to continue to enhance. So as a business, I would go in and look at some of those. I need to fill my SAQ. When I'm filling some of these SAQs, am I able to answer them directly? That gives a cue. If I cannot, then I need to ask for help.
So you think it's reasonable? I mean, should the merchant reach out to their processor to get some guidance on 4.0 and some assistance?
Absolutely. And yeah, all the process, I'm sure, across the payment processors, plus there are some, the whole network is here to support. It's a partnership between the processor, the merchant, to ensure that we are jointly taking care of our consumers' data in terms of protecting it. Right, so they have their regular hotline to go in and call. There are webinars that several of these processors put together. And in addition, they can also do research.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, a year sounds like a long time to comply with the new 4.0, but never too early to start, is it?
Absolutely.
You know, we talk about PCI compliance and that it's changing, but let's also talk about why being compliant is so important. I'd like to hear from you both about this, but Sukanya, we'll start with you. Why do businesses need to pay attention to this?
See, maintaining the PCI compliance is not only best from the consumer side of the house. It's the best thing to do for you as a business, right? When there are large PCI violations and data breaches, it is often newsworthy, and you don't want to be newsworthy in that way. Basically, the sheer volume of data, the high profile of the companies, it's such a reputational risk. The other angle is to ensure that you want to make sure that your network, the data that you take care of, the consumer data that you have is protected in such a way that from your business side of it, for your business growth, it is critical. These days, customer switching cost is so less. So you want to make sure that the customers trust you, that you can take care of their data.
Yeah, excellent point. You know, and so many businesses and merchants look at the PCI compliance requirement as a burden, and we just have to check the box and move on. But you're so right. This is just a great opportunity for all kinds of businesses to take a step back and review, you know, where is the data being stored? What are the uses of the data? What are the rules around the data, right? Because it's just, you know, PCI is not there to be burdensome, but really to be a benefit for the business, to help everybody keep cardholder data secure.
Sukanya, what's the timeline on this, and what could smaller merchants expect from the application of the new version of PCI?
See, all merchants who take card payments, starting April, it's already begun, right? So you have to follow by the new version of the PCI, and they still have up to a year to go in and ensure they are able to implement all the new requirements. By implementing new requirements, what I mean is some of these newer version requirements are process enhancements. Well, whereas there are others that require a little bit more technology-driven improvements, like, for example, using a multi-factor authentication solution or strengthening your password with minimum at least 12 plus characters, right? Things like that, you want to make sure, and some of it depending on your roadmap and other things that you have as a business, you might need some time to go in and comply. Or you might be a business that is going through a partner or other solution provider before you get to a payment processor. So this time is to make sure that you're able to take care of all of these requirements.
Yeah, it's very true, because some of the requirements, as you point out, are go beyond just pure payments data and really affect the customer experience. You know, when you're talking about password requirements and multi-factor authentication, and it's never too early to understand what changes need to be made and where, right?
Absolutely. And Don, you brought up that great point of customer experience. Right? A lot of times when you have these new rules, it's about what is my risk appetite? And then do I follow the rules aspect to the core and the consumer experience, right? Right now, earlier, those used to be two different tangents. Now it is like these two are merging together. The consumers are demanding more. They want multiple choices when it comes to different options to go in and make payments. They want the provider to provide data in a secure way, handle data in a secure way, and yet make it simple, right? So that is what these are, the three different tangents that the businesses have to work with. And in accordance to Dan's point, there could be scenarios where as a business, you have multiple channels in which you take payments. So there are options where you can make the experience easier for your consumers, yet keep it secure, like channel switching options as needed. Either have solutions built in your in-house or use solution providers who can help switch these channels appropriately, provide digital wallet capabilities or tokenization capabilities. Or if you're accepting card payments with in-house, right, where customer comes in and makes card payments, then you can use PCI like point-to-point encryption terminals and things like that, right? So it is a multi-fold, and that's why you got a year.
That's a really, really good point, because, you know, merchants are hesitant to implement some of these things because they don't want their customer experience to have more friction than their competitors, right? And so when they're able to introduce these new kinds of capabilities that really, even though the authentication requirements may be more cumbersome for the consumer, the benefits offset that. And it's really an opportunity for merchants that get ahead of this and address it early, really an opportunity to improve the customer experience, as you point out, as opposed to making it less convenient.
Yeah, absolutely. And the shift has started again, right? Over the years, we see that customer experience is one of the key components in terms of growing the business and ensuring it is all of us working together, right?
Yeah, and it's helpful that, you know, especially as a processor, to be able to provide that level of expertise and kind of view of the playing field that a lot of individual merchants don't get on their own.
And it's hard, but as is, like, and Don, you might know this, over years when you're in the payments and the security landscape, it's hard. Things change, and there are newer ways of, when it comes to the fraud landscape, the digital commerce and the advent of newer technology, and we talk about Gen AI, it has its own challenges as well, right? So with all of these, there's a lot for folks to go in and consume. What should I focus on? Should I focus on running my business? Should I learn trying to understand what is going on in the technology and the security side of it? So it is important for the solution providers to make it easier for our businesses to operate, because they have the main core business to run. So what can we do to support so that they can focus on the main business has been one of the main things that all the business providers or solution providers should be focusing on.
Yeah, very true. That is so important for merchants to have the right partner for processing when it comes to technical details like this, and getting some really good, solid guidance on how best to approach understanding what the requirements are and then implementing them.
How can merchants reduce the impacts of the heavy lift with these changes over the next year? Sukanya, I'll let you start things off.
Yeah, I think we kind of touched upon some of this earlier in our questions, right? One thing that the merchants need to understand, it is an evolution. It is a journey, continuously go in and improve. There is not one specific magic bullet when it comes to the security side of it. And then I really mean it takes a village, right? It takes all of us together, working together to make sure that the systems are secure, right? From their perspective, there is process changes that they need to do that they can go and look through to say, here are the top things that I need to be doing. Some of the best security best practices, who gets access to your systems? Are you running your scans regularly? Things like that. And there are other things that is a heavy lift. A couple of things that we talked about, right? As far as multi-factor authentication, stronger passwords. So things like that, either they work on it themselves or work with a partner when it comes to the payments. Anytime you're accepting any form of payment mechanism, then make sure that you have appropriate rules in place, having your environments and things in appropriate security controls. And then go in and add on additional capabilities like allow list and block list capabilities, and then pick and choose what works for you. And if you don't know what works for you, there are other providers and QSAs, approved QSAs, who can help you in this area. So that would be my thoughts around this. Don?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, a lot of merchants probably don't realize that they have to allow time for the customers to affect the change as well. Because if I'm a merchant and I implement a new password requirement that's more secure, that only works when all of my customers have updated their passwords. So aside from me as a merchant being compliant, right, when do I get to say all my customers are now meeting the new requirements? You know, and that's a big impact on the customer experience. How do I notify people? It's easy to say, well, next time you log in, you make them upgrade their password. But what about people that haven't logged in? How long do you wait before you force the password to expire? And all these things have to be answered and mapped out. Otherwise, you risk a really poor customer experience, wouldn't you say, Sukanya?
Yep, completely in alignment, right? And then with all these looming threats as well, when suddenly there's coming, it's time for you to go in and change passwords, we need to make sure that there are standard practices. We would never have like phishing attacks, right? Because end consumer, they could be, okay, is this from the real merchant or is it directing to a different page? So having education, right, in terms of educating your consumers to make sure, like if you see these days when you log into your bank, we would never ask you for your password. Things like that are common things that we need to go ahead and continuously educate the end consumers as well, right? So that is an area where they should focus too.
That's a really, really good point. You know, and again, you know, a year sounds like a long time, but when you start to list out all the things that have to get done and all the moving parts, it's not really a long time.
Thank you both so much for sharing your insights and perspective, and thanks to everyone for tuning in today. Be sure to subscribe and stay updated on the latest Payments Journal episodes, and don't forget to share this podcast with your friends and colleagues.